This pin is to honor those Canadians who gave so much for the cause of peace and freedom. The gold maple leaf represents Canada. The red poppy in the foreground represents those Canadians who served their country in times of war, military conflict, and peace. The red poppy in the background represents those who served in Canada and all who played a vital supporting role at home. The intertwining of the three elements symbolizes the unity and strength that Canadians have developed as a result of their sacrifice in times of war and peace. Because this is about veterans, we will be talking about my father as well. You see, when I was 20 years old, I was in a car crash that should have killed me. It almost did. My father was serving with the Canadian military in Gaza at the time. He was with the peacekeeping force. His only link home was a ham radio. Scratchy, delayed. You know, they caught half sentences that took minutes to cross the ocean. I was already married, so I was no longer a dependent. Officially, he wasn't allowed to fly home until I died. They told him he'd have to wait, and once they had the death notice, they would return him to Canada. Imagine that. Your child is dying, and the only way you get to see her or know if she doesn't make it is if they fly you home, thousands of miles home. He sat in the desert listening to static, not knowing if I was alive or dead. No one asked how he was coping. Back then, you know, it was in the 70s, they didn't talk about mental health in uniform or out. You were expected to suck it up and move on. That moment, his helplessness, is something many military families still know too well. You train to be ready for war, not for what happens when the war follows you home. In Canada, the numbers tell part of that story. They're not just statistics, they're lives. According to Veterans Affairs Canada, male veterans die by suicide at a rate about 38 per 100,000. Which is around 40% higher than men in the general population. For female veterans, the rate is nearly twice that of civilian women. Among those still serving in the regular force, the rate sits around 27 per 100,000. For soldiers in combat arms roles, it rises to 34 per 100,000. And those who leave the service young, those under 25, they face the highest risk of all. Behind each number is someone who served and someone who loved them. Each one is someone's son, daughter, parent, partner, battle buddy. We train our military to be resilient, disciplined, and strong. But strength is a double-edged weapon. When you're taught to hide pain, to suck it up, it festers in silence. My dad came home with that silence. He sat beside him at the table in the car at the Legion. My dad was a proud man, but you could see it, the unspoken worry, things he saw and the things he couldn't unsee. When we don't talk about mental health in service families, we don't just lose soldiers, we lose whole families to grief, disconnection, and quiet desperation. On this Remembrance Day, if you see someone wearing a poppy, thank them, but also ask them how they're really doing. Listen. Don't rush to fix. Sometimes the most courageous thing you can do is sit in the quiet with someone else's pain. If you're a veteran listening or still serving, please hear this. You are not broken. You are human. And humans hurt. And it's okay to need help. It's okay to not be okay. So reach out to Veterans Affairs Canada. Call or text 988 for immediate support. You don't have to fight alone. Not anymore. My father never fully talked about that day in Gaza. My father started in the RAF and spent 13 months in Aden in Yemen. And then with the RCAF, he did tours in Gaza as a peacekeeper and stayed on after on the entertainment committee for the veteran peacekeepers. My father never fully talked about that day in Gaza. I didn't either, not for decades. But now I tell his story because it connects all of us who felt helpless, terrified, and silent. So today, as we honor the fallen, let's also fight for the living. Let's keep hope live 24/7, 365, because no one fights alone. Thank you. I'm Elaine Lindsay, and this is Suicide Zen Forgiveness. Make the most of your today, every day. Thank a vet, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for being here for another inspiring episode of Suicide Zen Forgiveness. We appreciate you tuning in. Please subscribe and download on your favorite service and check out SZF's YouTube channel or Facebook community. If you have the chance to leave a 5-star rating or review, it'd be greatly appreciated. Please refer this to a friend you know who may benefit from the hope and inspiration from our guests. Suicide Zen Forgiveness was brought to you by the following sponsors. Canada's keynote humorist, Judy Kroon, motivational speaker, comedian, author, and stand-up coach at Second City. Judy has been involved for over a decade in the City Street Outreach Program in Toronto. Do you have a story to share? Do you know someone you think would be a great guest? Please go to SZF42.com. And for our American listeners, that's SZF42.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you again.
Through the pain, we all belong together in hope, because you matter.